Father, we bless you this morning. We exalt you, for you are the Lord. You will never change. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you, O Lord, for this wonderful day. We exalt you. We thank you for your mercy, O Lord. You are God and you are good. You are God from beginning to the end. We exalt you. We honor you, O Lord. We praise your name. We bow before you, O Lord. We lay our crown and we worship you. For you are God and you are God all the way. Thank you, O Lord Jesus, for showing us mercy, for the work of Calvary, for your suffering, for your death, and for resurrection. We honor you, Lord. And this morning, Lord, we are before you. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Monday, the 6th of April, 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy upon your life. Thank him for his good, his kind, and for his mercy that endures forever. And today, I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and speak concerning your week. Today is the first day of the new week, of the working week. I want you to speak to your week by the word of the Lord, that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, the Lord go before me this day, this week, and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I raise the banner of the Lord over my day, over my week. I declare the blessings of the Lord upon me. In the name of Jesus, oh, this week I stretch forth my hands unto the Lord. It is the Lord that teaches my hands to make profit. In the name of Jesus, in all that I do, in my business, in my career, in my place of employment, whatever it is that I do, my hands are blessed. In the name of Jesus, I lay my hand on that which I do and I declare profit for me this week. In the name of Jesus, I speak the word of the Lord over my life. Lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, I become an example of God's favor. In the name of Jesus, I experience his blessing. I experience his favor. In the name of Jesus, the Lord bless me. The Lord bless the works of my hands. In the name of Jesus, truly I am blessed of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, his blessing is upon me. His grace is poured out unto me. In the name of Jesus, I enjoy his provision. In the name of Jesus, I take prophetic stand over this week. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy that the gates of blessings of this week is opened unto me. In the name of Jesus, I stand upon the word of the Lord and I cancel every conspiracy of the enemy concerning my week. I cancel them by the blood of Jesus. Every agenda of the wicked over me, you are frustrated. In the name of Jesus, the plans of the wicked will not prosper over my life. In the name of Jesus, the blessings of the Lord is upon me. The hand of the Lord is upon my portion. In the name of Jesus, my going out is with blessing and my coming back is with testimonies. In the name of Jesus, my going out, I will not walk into tragedy. I will not walk into accident. I will not walk in error. And I will not walk into error. I will not walk into perversion. In the name of Jesus, for the Spirit of the Lord will order my steps. I am preserved by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, oh, I enjoy angelic assistance this week. In the name of Jesus, he has said in his word, he will give his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. Oh, I enjoy angelic assistance. In the name of Jesus, I am blessed of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I stand upon the word of the Lord and I declare that no weapon that is put together to stand against me this week, they will not prosper. In the name of Jesus, every evil word that is spoken into this week, you lose your power over me. You will not manifest. In the name of Jesus, I speak the words of blessing into my week. I declare all that is in you work together in my favor. All that is in you work together for my blessings. In the name of Jesus, I am blessed of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Monday, and like we do, I'm going to put the blessings of the Lord upon you as you go. But quickly, before we go, I want to let you know that by the grace of God, our prayer launch is going to be this week Thursday, by the grace of the Lord. This week Thursday, we are going to come together. It's always an hour prayer time to stand before the Lord. You can join us both on site and online. It's a time for us to pray, to present ourselves before the Lord in prayer. It's going to be a wonderful time. Remember, this week Thursday, that will be on the 10th of April 2026. The Lord bless you. The venue for the program is our usual place of fellowship at Oluwa Damilare Garden beside National Open University, that is behind Tafo Arena at Ijokudo Junction, Songo Eleyele Road in Ibadan here. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Like I said, today is Monday and another day of celebration to mark the remembrance of the suffering, death, and resurrection. Not just resurrection, and the ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ into heaven. The weekend has been marked for us where we celebrate the remembrance of our Lord Jesus. It is because of his love for us that we are alive till today. Let me say this before I put the blessings of the Lord upon you, so that as a believer, you will not continue to trivialize the message of the cross, the message of resurrection. Understand that the message of resurrection brings meaning to our faith. The reason your faith has its meaning is because of resurrection. Imagine if Jesus did not resurrect, then what would be the baseline for your faith? Because we believe by faith that our Lord Jesus Christ is alive forevermore. Though he was crucified because of us, he was beaten just because of us, and he was crucified, beaten, and he died on the cross, and he was buried in a tomb where he rose the third day. Our faith comes alive because of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. Our faith comes alive because it centers on the Lord that is alive. Our faith is alive because our Lord Jesus Christ is risen, is no longer dead. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. So let me put the word of the Lord, the blessings of the Lord upon you. You know, I have said it, that this month, by the grace of God, we are looking at the scripture. Our anchor scripture for this month of April, you remember, is from the book of John chapter 8 verse 32. And you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. So blessings is going to come unto you from any portion of the scripture as the Lord is leading us unto it. This morning, we are going to read from the book of Joel. Joel chapter 2 verse 26. I bring the blessings of the Lord for you, and ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, that has dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. I want you to go back to verse 19 of that same Joel chapter 2. Yea, the Lord answer and say unto his people, behold, I will send you corn and wine and oil, and ye shall be satisfied therewith, and I will no more make you a reproach among the heathen. Go to verse 21. I want to believe you are saying a resounding amen. Go to verse 21. Fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things in the name of Jesus. Now, if you go to verse 23, there is a promise of the former rain that he has given unto you moderately, and he has promised also to give you a latter rain. Now, this is a blessing to you, that which belongs to you, that which has been apportioned to you as a provision. This week, they are released to you in the name of Jesus. Therefore, beloved, I bring you to the table of the Lord's provision as you go this week. Your portion this season is satisfaction. The Lord bless you with his provision. He has said in his word that the Lord will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by my Lord Jesus. I say it again this week. The Lord satisfies you with his provision in the name of Jesus. I declare over your life, the noise of battle from the army of wickedness is silenced permanently over you. The Lord drive them away from you. The Lord drive them away from your portion in the name of Jesus. The army of the wicked that visits your land, that visits your portion, and they want to lay waste of your life, the Lord send them away from you permanently, away into the evil that they have prepared for you, away into the barren land that they have prepared for you, away into the desolate land that they want to push you into in the name of Jesus. The only sound and the only noise that comes to you is the sound of joy, is the sound of testimony. And it will be said concerning you this week that you overcome the armies of wickedness by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of your testimonies, because the Lord is going to do great things. His word says to you, fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things for you in the name of Jesus. I speak the blessings of the Lord upon you. The Lord set before you the table of his abundance, not just any abundance, but abundance of provision, the table of his abundance provision in the name of Jesus. As far as you are concerned, you eat from the banquet of his grace. You eat at the table of his mercy in the name of Jesus. For he has said in his word that he prepares a table before you in the presence of your enemy. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. I speak concerning your life as you go this week. You are the land that the Lord takes care of, because the Lord bless you with corn and with grain, not just any grain, but with seed with which you are going to sow this week. The Lord bless you with wine that symbolizes rejoicing, because the sound of joy will not cease from your household. The Lord bless you with oil upon your head, with oil upon your land in the name of Jesus. The Lord bless your land where you sow this week in the name of Jesus. You are not going to sow into the dry land. You are not sowing into the fallow ground. You are not sowing into a barren land. You are not keeping your seed in the midst of desolation, but you are the land that the Lord takes care of. You are sowing in a place where blessing is going to come forth unto you, because there is a living water that flows from the presence of the Lord and flows into your land, flows into your life in the name of Jesus. I bless you in the name of the Lord. The Lord anoints you with fresh oil daily from his presence. Your empty cup is refilled with fresh oil from his presence. This week, the Lord set your feet upon your high places, and with grace and glory you walk upon them in the name of Jesus. I speak to your storehouses. I speak to your life. You will eat in plenty and be satisfied. Your provision will not be blocked. You will not be cut off from your supply of blessing, from your supply of provision, for it flows to you from the presence of the Lord. The Lord bless you abundantly in the name of Jesus. You enjoy the wondrous doing of the Lord in the name of Jesus. I therefore bless you in the name of the Lord. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The gracious hand of the Lord be upon you. Be upon your business. Be upon your family. Be upon your career. Be upon your hands. Be upon you where you walk in the name of Jesus. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace all around in the name of Jesus. Oh, bless the Lord. It is well with you as you step out today. Praise God. The blessings of the Lord is upon you in the name of Jesus. Enjoy your day. The Lord bless you. And remember that the same Jesus that we are celebrating is suffering his death, resurrection, and ascension to heaven today is coming back very soon. Prepare yourself for his coming. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Thank you. God bless you, and have a wonderful day. Happy Easter.